Hey everyone, this is Grace.
And this is Justin.
You're listening to the Perspective of a Hairdresser's podcast,
where we discuss the experiences between seasoned and unseasoned hairdressers alike. Welcome to our show. Welcome back, everyone. I know that we've been gone for a little while. We're just trying to figure out, like, scheduling wise, when to do the podcast. And I think that for now, we are just kind of posting when we're able to post at the moment. Because this is our show.
We can do what we want. Not yours.
Not yours. Yeah. So that's what's been going on lately. How about you?
I mean, I feel like maybe sometime soon we'll get in a routine of posting regularly again. But as of right now, that does not hold in the future. Does not hold up in court.
Just so whenever we can.
Glad to be back today. Kind of feels good to do this again, and I don't know, get some thoughts out. I feel like this is like a decompression talk, you know, you kind of just get to let everything out.
Yeah.
But today, the topic that we're gonna mainly focus on is equal opportunity in the hair industry and what that looks like and what views that we think are important and what we think should be general and common knowledge for everybody in this industry, instead of just like people who not only pick and choose but like don't have the availability to get that training or have the means or the funds to be able to expand their career to open new services to their book.
I think that this topic starts especially in like cosmetology school when, you know, I went to cosmetology school to learn how to do hair. In general, hair. That doesn't necessarily mean that I'm only focusing on like hair that is not textured, or only focusing on just like color, or only focusing on haircuts. I want to learn everything. And I feel that a lot of times with where you go to school at and the teachers that are teaching you things, they don't have the knowledge to teach us all the different hair types and textures. So when I was in cosmetology school, I didn't know how to do a silk press.
Yeah.
I didn't know anything about textured hair. I didn't even know how to diffuse hair when I left cosmetology school. So like I had to learn that stuff out of cosmetology school, and I was so lucky for three of my long-time clients, like when I first started doing hair into when I first left Alabama, they would come in every 2 to 3 weeks for a blowout and a silk press. And I got really good at doing them. But in the beginning, I was just like, look, if you're willing to sit here and be my guinea pig, like I will be so appreciative of me being able to properly do a blowout and a silk press on textured hair.
Mm-hmm.
And they stuck with me for all those years. I mean, I started doing their hair when the girls, because it was a mom and two daughters. The daughters, I started doing their hair when they were in middle to early high school. And two of them, when I was about to leave Alabama, they were both in college.
Aw, that's so sweet. I love that.
And then the mom, she was just, I mean, they were just such an amazing family.
Oh, yeah. That's so sweet. Yeah, that's amazing. I feel like that's such a, I hate to say this, but that's such a rare opportunity to have, where you have somebody willing to work with you unknowingly and be able to just see that it gets better over time and have that first, like, just trust with you to be able to help you grow. And I mean, I don't know, but like probably the first couple ones weren't the best and they were like okay with that, you know what I mean? And that they were willing to come back to you and be like, no, we believe in this stylist, that he's gonna like get this and that he wants to learn this and that it feels good. And you're not feeling, because I feel like on the opposite side of that spectrum is you can kind of feel embarrassed or like shame, you know,
very,
where people are like, oh, you're just yada yada, you don't know how to do my hair, like you don't know how to do this, like blah 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 blah. Yeah, I'm gonna go to somebody else. So that's a really cool experience to be able to have someone so trusting and so patient with you to be able to perfect that over time, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I remember this one time where the mom came in and, you know, we usually would do silk presses, but I was like, you know what? Let's experiment. Like, let me try to curl your hair, but like a wet set to dry.
Mm-hmm.
So I just kind of sort of started doing like what I should have used was like a a setting foam.
Mm.
Because I didn't have any of that. I just used like a light hold mousse to set her hair with. And I did like classic roller set on her curly textured hair, put her under the dryer, let it dry. Unfortunately, it didn't fully dry. And also, it was just a frizzy mess after I was done. And I was like, I don't, because I want to be able to do that.
Yeah.
I love that style and I love to do that. But I don't have, I didn't have the skill set or the tools to my ability to be able to achieve what I wanted to achieve in styling her hair a whole different way other than what we had normally done.
Yeah.
So unfortunately for me, it turned out bad, but I was just like, I'm not letting you leave. We're doing this all over again.
Yeah.
We're doing a silk press. Just like normal.
I think that like this whole issue is kind of rooted in the system of how hairdressers like come up, because it's very categorized and it's like you said, like with cosmetology school, it's such shit. Like they don't teach you anything, and it's already like, I think that cosmetology school is expensive comparatively to regular college. It's not, but it still is a lot of money, and you're putting in so much time that you feel like you should get knowledge out of that instead of basic skills that you don't ever use. In my school, they had a whole texture team. We never met that texture team.
Oh,
ever.
Really?
Yeah. And they promoted it very heavily that we were gonna focus on textured hair, and we had so many girls who had textured hair, who had 4C hair, coily hair, kinky hair, all the way up to people with just straight hair, you know? And it's not like we were like shy or didn't want to learn that. Like we voiced so many times, like, when are we going to do curly hair? Like, when are we going to like meet the texture team? When are we going to learn how to cut textured hair? The only thing we did was straighten textured hair. Yeah. And that's not a skill set that a lot of people need nowadays, because one, we should be embracing the natural hair texture that you have and learning how to work with it and customize it and make it something that someone will love. But it's just crazy to me that you can skip over a whole genre of hair because I don't know what the reason is, you know, like what reason is that?
Like even with state board, they should revise their whole curriculum into doing textured hair.
Yeah.
Or doing braids or doing locks or doing something. I mean, there's literally, there's a chemical straightener, you know, a mock version of that where you apply a virgin retouch on a chemical straightener or a virgin refresh retouch on a chemical straightener or whatever. But that's not, I mean, you're not doing that on textured hair.
Yeah.
You know?
You still did it on straight hair.
You're still doing it on a straight hair mannequin.
Yeah.
You know?
I remember this specifically because, I don't know, it feels so. At our school, at the end of our, like, cycle or semester or whatever you want to call it, we had a fashion show to promote the next class that was coming in, and students that were currently enrolled could do the fashion show, and people who were trying to get a scholarship to go to this school could apply for it and possibly win a scholarship. So it was a runway fashion show that they made money for to go to charity. So I had four friends in school. One of my friends had coily hair and she had like a mini fro. That's what style that she had. And for the look that we were going to put on, we were going to braid her hair. We were going to put her hair in these like knotless braids with wires in them to make them look like they were kind of like almost Medusa-like, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we were going to do her hair. And so it was me, my other friend, and then one of my friends did her makeup. I did her hair, and then my other friend just kind of helped in all aspects. And I have grown up, like, my friends have textured hair. Like, I've played with textured hair before, but I have never, like, properly learned how to braid doing box braids or knotless braids. Like, I've just tried to figure it out myself. So when we were doing this, we were doing it all at school. I was braiding her hair, and I had asked another classmate of mine, I was like, hey, do you have any like tips and tricks about like how to do this? Because I just want to make sure it's secure. Am I doing it right? Like, is there something that I need to know that I'm missing? Like, I've watched a few videos. Can you help me? You know? And she was very sweet. She did help me. But there was these other people there who basically were in the same room as us, and they were making fun of me because I was trying to braid her hair. They were talking shit.
Oh, no.
And they were just being so on their high horse about it that I didn't know what I was doing. But one, I'm in cosmetology school. Two, like, I am white. I have straight hair. Like, I've never, like, I didn't have the chance to, like, learn box braids growing up because why would I? Like, I didn't need that, you know? Not for my hair type. I wasn't doing anybody's hair type like that. And I should be able to try things in cosmetology school without feeling weird about it or being made fun of when I'm trying to just learn how to work with other hair textures. But we ended up winning, so fuck those people. and I ended up learning how to do knotless braids and box braids and different types of braids because of it. But that was like an experience that kind of stuck with me that really sucked, because even if stylists like want to branch out and try new things like that, it's like there's always people to like yuck your yum and like tell you like why are you doing that, or just like kind of like push down the thought of like learning other hair textures, which really sucks because it should be celebrated.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, we should want to do other hair textures, and we should want to know how to do everything, because hair is not just one type texture, you know, it's everything under the sun.
I love being able to do multiple people's textures of hair. Feel like I could go anywhere in the world and do some hair if I know how to do it properly.
Yeah, definitely. And it's not only like people who have 3-4C curly hair. It's people who have heavily dense, thick, straight, flat hair. It's people with thin hair. It's people with wavy hair. It's learning how to do everything.
Right.
And I feel like it's usually a lot of people think of this topic and they think, oh, it's straight or curly. And like, that's never right, because there's so many different things to look at. And you have to know how to do everything, because every single person sits in your chair, whether you like it or not, you know, like that just happens. But I don't know, maybe I feel like it's awesome that there are so many texture classes now, but it should just start in the beginning, because not everyone can afford to go to $600, $1,000 classes and take time out of their paycheck to do that years down the line.
I get there's so many like outlets that we have now for free education, like Instagram and YouTube and all of that, which I have watched my fair share of quality YouTube content on all hair textures. So I feel very grateful for that platform specifically. But yeah, I don't know. It's one of those things where it should come with me already knowing a little bit about what I want to do and then going forward from that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas trying to learn it 10, 15 years into the industry, I'm like, well, I can't learn it now because all my clientele is so built up with other types of mm-hmm. services. I mean, I'm lucky to be able to do that when it comes in, you know, but yeah, it's just crazy. I'm like, they should have taught us this from the beginning.
Yeah,
from the get-go.
We should have had a foundation that was built around everybody, not just one certain thing.
I completely agree.
I think another thing about this topic that's really interesting is people who specialize or people who only do cut or color, and how that fucks you over so hard, because salons have built this kind of niche thing that they figured out they could pigeonhole stylists with. One of my good friends works at a salon where it is, you either do styling, you either do cuts, or you do color. And what if you leave that salon,
right,
and you can't get a job at another salon that doesn't only specialize, and they make you cut hair and you haven't cut hair in 9 years? What are you going to do then? Or how are you going to, I don't know, like, how are you going to complete a look? Like, why would you lose that valuable skill that you probably didn't even know that you loved or that you could do so well because you were pigeonholed into doing this one thing?
Right. Yeah, I know. And honestly, I mean, I'm sure for some of the major cities, you can find those departmentalized hair salons. But, like, what if you have a partner and y'all move to, like, a small town in the middle of nowhere? Or, like, I don't know, let's just say you move to, you know,
Louisville, Kentucky.
Okay, yeah, like, somewhere like that where it's, like, nobody's, people are like, what? We don't get that. Yeah. We don't do that here.
We don't do that fancy shit here. Yeah. Yeah. Also, I feel like with being so cornered into doing one thing, it kind of, not everywhere, but I have seen this before, is like people who cut and people who color kind of feel like they're put against each other because they don't know how to do one thing and the other person doesn't know how to do another thing. So they think they're better than the other person. So it creates this weird dynamic in a salon of being like, well, I don't do that. You know what I mean?
Which is also crazy because I'm like, I don't get that. But sometimes your hair color needs to go with your haircut.
Yeah.
Or vice versa.
Yeah. And if you're not a colorist, you wouldn't understand it, you know? And if you're not a hair cutter, you wouldn't understand
the
color.
Yeah.
Like, it's just back and forth of it. It needs to be all cohesive. And it also makes it really hard on a client. Like, you're going to have to go to two separate hairdressers.
Like, if I was a client going to one of those places, I would be like, okay, I feel like I need to get my hair cut first in order to make the color make sense.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, I don't know. That's
yeah, no, it just doesn't make sense to me. I mean, I feel like there's nothing wrong with specializing in certain things. Like, there's obviously going to be services that you gravitate towards more than others. That's just, like, human nature. But I feel like closing yourself off to just one specific thing and departmentalizing kind of creates a lack of knowledge that you're really missing out on. Because let's be honest, nobody is going to be in the same salon forever. Like, that's just not how anything works. No one's at their same job for the rest of their life until they die. So I don't know, just like kind of holding yourself back a little bit, in my opinion.
Does your friend do haircuts outside of that salon?
No.
Oh.
And she feels, these are her words paraphrasing, she feels like she's losing touch with how to do hair. Like, she's assisting, and assisting sucks. But she has not cut hair since we've left school, and that will be 2 years next April, I think.
Wow.
You know? And she just lost a whole skill that she could have kept on to and
absolutely
learned. And so now what sucks for her is if she doesn't find another specialized salon, is she's gonna have to relearn how to cut hair all over again and restart the process.
Wow. Yeah, I can't imagine a world where I, not to say that I love cutting hair, I love fixing haircuts.
Mm-hmm.
That's sort of like my thing, but I don't see a world where I could never pick up my shears, because sometimes there are times where I'm like, okay, we just got done with your color, but I feel like we need to like soften the front of your hair a little bit to make this make more sense color wise, or just in general, just wanting to like clean it up a bit, you know?
Yeah.
Cause especially if you're doing like bleach on somebody's hair, and you know how like the ends can get a little frayed after you freshly do them or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They definitely need to be cut a little bit, you know? So I can't imagine not finishing the job in that way.
Yeah. It just feels weird. It feels like there's like one more step that you'll never complete. So crazy.
But also doing color on somebody who has textured hair and them leave. So like if somebody got a curly haircut and I'm doing their color and they have these weird like long and short pieces and like, where do I go from there? You know?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I just think like it doesn't make sense to me. I'm sure some people are like, no, I love it. Like that's the only way I would ever do it. But like having the opportunity to do both, one, makes you more money. Two, you get a whole another layer of a clientele that you wouldn't get. Three, like you have a lifelong skill and you can take it anywhere. You can go anywhere. Like nothing is holding you back. The thought of having to, if I was at a departmentalized salon and then having to relearn one of the major parts of this job would be so overwhelming after I've been at a job for a year and a half. You know what I mean?
Right. Or what if you like go home to like your family and friends or whatever and they're like, oh, you can't cut my hair?
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that what you went to school for?
Yeah.
like great that you can do my color, but
I need a haircut. Where's that? Yeah. Well, do you have anything else on your mind about this topic or a reason why you wanted to talk about it?
I mean, I just think that we as hairdressers all over the world need to be better about doing multi-texture haircuts or multi-texture hair services.
Agreed.
Period.
Yeah.
Like braids, all the things.
All right. Well, I guess that wraps up this episode. And we will see you when we see you next. We'll try to keep everything updated on the Instagram to let y'all know when we'll be recording and when episodes are dropping. But thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to our show. If you liked what we talked about, subscribe, maybe like, and we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.